الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن أبي مالك الحارث بن عاصم الأشعري رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: الطهور شطر الإيمان، والحمد لله تملأ الميزان، وسبحان الله والحمد لله تملعان أو تملأ ما بين السماوات والأرض، والصلاة نور، إلى آخر الحديث. This hadith that we have started, in which Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained various aspects of deen, and very beautifully Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us the first part that we did, that paaki, cleanliness, that is to be in a state of wudu, in a state of ghusl, is half of iman. And then that alhamdulillah, it fills the whole scale, whole pan on the day of qiyamah on the scales. And alhamdulillah fills the place between the earth and the skies. We all just read 33 times subhanallah, 33 times alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar. May Allah let it to dawn upon us what great value this is and what a great earning it is. And by that also, it comes in the hadith, we have just planted 100 trees in Jannah. To have just one fruit tree, the best fruit, and the fruit of Jannah. And every day after Fajr, after Asr, we normally do it. May Allah make us make qadr of it and realize the great value which has been given to us, and the true values are of deen. Then further, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, وَالصَّلَاةُ نُورٌ, that namaz is a noor, is a light. Ulama has explained us that on the day of Qiyamah, when darkness will prevail, salat will illuminate the path of a person who was constant in offering salah. On the day of Qiyamah, one of the severities of it, that there will be darkness, and a person won't know where to go. But a person who was constant, regular with his namaz, he will have light on that day. And on that day, he will be able to see clearly his path. This namaz will help him very greatly on the day of Qiyamah also, in this world also. Many, many ulama have written whole kitabs. The famous kitab of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, Virtues of Namaz, how much the value of namaz is. May Allah make us regular with namaz and understand the great value of namaz. Other ulama suggest that on the day of Qiyamah, namaz will appear as a light on the face of one who performed it regularly. According to other ulama, the meaning that namaz is light on the day of Qiyamah, then the person who was regular with his namazes, his face will be lit, it will be bright, it will be shining, and there will be great beauty and great shine on his face. So we have got this opportunity while we are in this world. It is a duty. Allah has made it farad upon us. But this great gift and this great opportunity of performing namaz is while we are here in this world. In fact, our zeal should be that besides our farad namazes also, and besides making our sunnah and muakkada properly, Allah give us the desire and shauk of making nafal namaz also. Whether it is tahajjud, ishraq, chasht, etc., or whether it is like the two nafals after zuhr, after the two sunnat e muakkada, the four before asr, which is a very important sunnat also after maghrib, there are nafils after isha. May Allah fill our heart and make our earning for the akhirah, that we have that full bright light on the day of qiyamah. And also that our faces light up. According to other ulama, other ulama's interpretation, it means that salah restrains a person from pursuing evil and guides him towards righteousness, just as a light functions as a guide for a person through darkness. Other ulama explained that the noor of namaz is right in this world now. That a person who is regular with his namaz, as the Quran Sharif says, As-salatu tanha anil fahsha'i wal munkar, that namaz will prevent a person from all evil, lewd, shameless acts. When a person is regular with namaz, he won't have to have that. Many people we find that we find it very hard to stay away from guna. But if we make our, we are regular with our namazes, namaz will stop us from gunas. We won't have to worry about stopping from gunas. Namaz is that power that it will stop us from committing gunas. And everyone hates himself for the gunas that he commits. And he feels so bad and guilty that I commit this guna. I can't come out of this guna. I'm so much involved in this guna. We must work on our namaz. Namaz will be that light that will guide us and it will save us from all types of sin. So namaz is a great, great ni'mat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, which Allah has blessed us with. We should not take it lightly. When not only us ourselves we should be regular, but our families also. We should work on them also. We should work on our communities and the whole ummah. Really, who we have love and feeling for, we should try and make them, make dua for them, make effort on them, that they become regular on namaz. This is a very, very great treasure of Allah Ta'ala, which Allah has blessed us with. It is communication, connection with Allah Ta'ala directly. What a person needs, he should just ask Allah. And through namaz, Allah Ta'ala grants it. By namaz, Allah makes our rozi easy. By namaz, Allah makes our lives very easy in this world. If we are regular with namaz, and that is the sign of a believer. A believer is regular with his namaz. A munafiq is lazy with his namaz. And a non-believer doesn't perform namaz at all. So a believer is that person who has got this desire and feeling for namaz, and he finds himself to be like a fish in water when he's in the masjid. Very comfortable. And in namaz, he feels himself even more comfortable. May Allah bless us all with this great gift of namaz, fulfill our duty to Allah Ta'ala, and take these great benefits which Allah Ta'ala has kept in namaz for us.